The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
The Mind Aware, 558.
How would you like an easy way to reinforce your mantras? If so, then why not make your password your mantra? Get Dana's list of 100 mantra passwords for free at danawild.com/mantrapassword. This is a list of 100 secure mantra passwords in the categories of wealth, love, travel, and fitness. Get 100 mantra passwords for free at danawild.com/mantrapassword. Imagine how many times a day you type your password. What better way to reinforce your mantra? Get your free list of 100 mantra passwords at danawild.com/mantrapassword.
Well, it starts with you feeling good.
So excited to have 15 to 30 minutes of just pure fun right now. This is going to be good.
Yay! I love that. Oh, that sounds nice. I'd like that. I'll go get that for myself right now.
Be perfect every minute of every day. Never have another drop of sugar. Because I think if you say that to people, everybody's going to freak out.
Hi, Dana. It's great to see you. I mean, not see you, but be with you today.
What I found to be the secret.
Who doesn't want to be great? I love it.
You know, when you are clear, what you choose to show up in your life will, and only to the extent that you're clear.
That's the amazing capacity of the human mind.
Hello, hello, Dana Wild here. Welcome to the show. So I had an experience the other day. I'm doing this course with a group of people, and it's where I help them create their live course. So the idea really is, if you want to monetize right away, if you want to be able to literally put money in your pocket within a few weeks, we go through four sessions and create a live course together. If you're interested in learning more about that, by the way, you can go to danawild.com/live course. danawild.com/live course. Anyway, so I was having a chat with somebody, and she was mentioning that she has a facial tic. With the way she talks, there's a very pronounced facial tic. And so it's a challenge, or she was wondering if it's a challenge or if it's a problem for her to be on video doing live courses or even promoting via video because it's pronounced. And it's a great question because all of us have things that we know are different about us, and we may even be self-conscious about them. And so we're like, well, what can we do to conform or fit in or not have it mentioned or have some way to divert attention to it, all of those things. So the first thing is, anytime you feel self-conscious by anything, or this is what I told her anyway, is it's a good idea just to mention it right up front. So do the video or do the course and just make it one of the first things that you say. Look at, I have this facial tic. You know, you're going to notice it. And if there's a reason for it, or if you don't know the reasons, then just say that and then go on. Because if you are stating it first, or you are mentioning it first, or it becomes common knowledge in your tribe of people or your sandbox, what'll happen is that then other people will address it for you, whatever it is. Other people will address that thing so that you won't have to address it so often. So just make it common knowledge that this is the way it is. And the more comfortable you are, the more comfortable they will be. Because I have noticed myself that it seems like a lot of the people in the Train Your Brain sandbox, we all have different things that make us different or make us, some people might say, oh, that's weird, you know, whether it's being differently abled or of a different subset of people that's, you know, not in a traditional field of study or field of expertise. And so I thought it would be important to talk about here because I think, at least in the U.S., and maybe it's even more pronounced around the world, there is this strong pull to conform. there's a strong pull to not want to be seen as different or weird or to rock the boat or to stand out. I know in some cultures they call it the tall poppy, like to be different or to stand out or to be noticed. But I would like to suggest that the things that you think are negative or weird or different characteristics about you are actually the things that make you the most marketable. They are the things that make you unique. They are the things that make you relatable. You know, if you have something that you think is a quote-unquote handicap or something that is a negative characteristic or negative trait, chances are it's the thing that you should be accentuating because it's the thing that's going to make you stand out. And I'm going to tell you from a personal standpoint how this plays out. So I am in the field where I talk to people about the brain, right? Train Your Brain is the name of the book. And I talk about the reticular activating system and all these different concepts of the brain. And I by no means am a neuroscientist or a Harvard researcher. And most of the people in my particular area of expertise are. Most of them have got not only regular degrees, but compiled degrees from prestigious schools, and they are in the actual labs working, or they're being funded for all these studies. Well, I'm a high school graduate. I don't even have like a bachelor's degree. I am a high school graduate. I'm just somebody who's fascinated by this, and so I've studied about it, and I've read a lot about it. Now, I was never leading with that information before. I was never really talking about it much, not even for a reason like I was ashamed of it or it just didn't occur to me that it was all that important. But then one day it hit me, oh my gosh, that's the thing that makes me different in this particular niche. That's the thing I should be leading with. I should be saying, look at, if I can figure this out and I'm a high school graduate, you can figure this out. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to understand that happiness is practical, or you don't have to be a rocket scientist to use your brain more effectively to create your outcomes. What are we going to do when rocket scientist isn't the number one smartest thing that you can be? Who was it, for example, before Einstein, where we said, Einstein, I don't know, I digress. So another example of this, I had somebody I was working with in the Celebrity Formula, and she wanted to teach leaders or talk to leaders about self-care and doing leadership in a positive way and being able to balance home and family life. And she felt like, well, yeah, but who am I? Because I haven't built a big, massive team. But who she is somebody who's built a very nice business and a very good living in the direct sales niche, with four kids, and been able to create a balance between her home and her business. And so rather than look at how you're not measuring up or how you're not the same as the other people who are in your particular areas of expertise, look instead at how you're different. You know, if you have tattoos or piercings, that makes you different than the people who may be in your particular field. Or if you are swearing all the time, that might make you different depending on your particular niche. So how is it that you are different from them, not just in your message, but who you are as a person? And especially if it's that thing that you think is negative. If you're disorganized, or you're a procrastinator, or you're not techie, or you're all those things that we think we have to be out there, perfect, measuring up, meeting the status quo. Well, guess what? Wave a flag and announce it. Announce it straight up. If I can figure this out and I'm a high school graduate, you can too. If I can set this up and make money online and I'm not techie, you can too. I'm here. I've got a facial tick. I'm doing videos. You can do this too. Like, you give people hope when you are comfortable with who you are as a person, when you're your authentic self, and that's who they want to connect with. And you get the side benefit that it makes you stand out. It makes you different from everybody else in your particular niche. So take a look, you know, do this exercise of just take a look. Who are the people who are the biggest names in my particular space? And look at how you're the same and look at how you're different. Make a list of the things that you want to change about yourself. I wish I could fix this, or I wish I could change that, or these are the ways that I'm imperfect. And ask yourself, can I embrace these things? Can I not only embrace them, but lead with them and accentuate them? Accentuate the negative, accentuate the flaws, because those are the things that make you perfectly you. Those are the things that make you the snowflake that you are. Those are the things that make you relatable. Those are the things to lead with. And really, what people are buying at the end of the day is not only your information, your personality, your flaws, and your quote-unquote negative characteristics, but they're really buying is you're being comfortable with all of that. You're being relaxed about who you are in the world. And so that's the mantra, isn't it? I like me. I like myself just like I am. I like myself even if nothing would change. I like who I am in the world. I like how I live in the world. I love myself. Really get good at saying those words. Louise Hay had a great exercise, and I think she's got a whole book on it, in fact, if I remember right, mirror work. And one of the things you do is you look in the mirror, and you look at yourself right in the eyes, and you say, I love you, and then fill in your name. So it's like, I love you, Dana. And do that every day. Do it 5 times a day. Do it 5 times in a row, and really get comfortable with that feeling of self-love and leading with who you are in the world. And that is stepping into your celebrity. You've totally got this. Go have some fun with this one.
Well, I don't know if this is the right analogy, but it's like kind of like being drunk and like you got to get into your house. You know, like, okay, just walk up the walkway, you know, 1 foot in front of the other.
Holy free holies, right?
Oh, they'll get my smile later. Later they'll think back. That crazy lady was smiling.
You're doing the dishes and he's playing the banjo.
We're talking fresh from your juicer.
Each day is a new life we can create.
I'm not looking at your smartphone or thinking about your next meeting, but just listening to people.
If you're aware that we own a monkey,
because we're all about joy here at the Mind Aware, right?